Dog Days of Podcasting for Tuesday, August 17, 2014. This is Chuck Chat Freestyle. How was that for an intro thing? You think the sad trombone will work? All right, I'll keep trying. Thanks anyway. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting. You'll find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. A challenge to podcasters and non-podcasters who would like to be podcasters to podcast for 30 days. A podcast a day keeps the doctor away, I guess. I am home alone. Apparently, it's keeping everybody away. Donna is out with the Red Hat Club. Julie is at her friend's house. And Lisa, I don't know where Lisa's gone tonight. Oh, she went to pottery. That's right. She did tell me that earlier. I have the mind of a father. People tell me things, and an hour later, I'm struggling to remember what they told me, where they went, and what they're doing. So that one I did commit to memory when she told me earlier. I said, it's pottery night, and tomorrow's pottery night, which is why we're not getting on the road to the Upper Peninsula tomorrow. So let's see how I do tomorrow night when I remember that. We have another open house coming up this Sunday. Looking forward to cleaning up the house tomorrow, I guess, because we got to get Lisa off to college, and then we'll be back in time to probably do one last vacuuming of cat fur around the house. And with any luck, we'll have enough time to like put Lisa's closet doors back on and turn her room into more of a bedroom-looking room than a girl going to college. And the room is kind of packed up and boxed up and things all over the place. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Hopefully, we'll have time to do that. The studio has been packed up again and again and again. I told you I was done with all the podcasting stuff, and then I remembered I had to do that show yesterday. That went off pretty well, actually. The Tech Now episode, one minor dropout in the Google Hangout, something about going from Google Hangout to PowerPoint and then back to a browser to do a demo, it drops out on me. And we thought we had this licked by pre-breaking it before we went on the air, Andrew and I, my co-host, for doing that. But it didn't, and I knew exactly what was going on, so I was only off for maybe 30 seconds tops. And Andrew now knows the song and dance to do when I'm not there. The show is continuing, and he entertains the people who are watching or the recording later by letting them know what's going on, and that I'll be right back, which I do, and I am, and we did. And it was a lot of fun. I thought it would only be about 10 minutes. I think it came out to more like 24. I haven't checked the post. I should probably put that in the right playlist. Now that I think about it, I didn't do any post-production on that thing. I can only hope Katie, our video person, took care of that for me. But I'm making a note right now to go look. Go look. Tech? No. So if you want to see what Chuck does as one of the things in his real life, you can go to youtube.com/servicenowdemo under the Tech Now playlist. You'll see some of the things, and it'll look really familiar for you Technorama viewers, because it's kind of like Technorama for work. Same silly kind of humor. Well, a little more professional, slightly more professional. We do that. Then as I think, oh, I've got it all packed up again. No, I've got training to do next week, virtual training, so I'm using Adobe Connect to do a virtual classroom, slide sharing, a little bit of video, demos on the browser, polls. The whole thing. It's not a bad package. It gave me some grief, which is kind of why we used Google Plus for the Tech Now episodes, because it was dropping out. It was giving horrible audio, whatever else. So I am going to give it another try. Had one of our instructors give me a run-through yesterday of all the features and how to set it up, and we got that taken care of. I need to do a little more practicing with Adobe Connect. And then he said, oh, there's a video component. If you want, you can hook up a webcam. And I went, well, yeah, there's a webcam in my laptop, but nobody likes that looking up your nose look. I thought, as I'm welcoming people into the class, they can see my face and know what I look like if they haven't already seen me from other sources. So there's that. And I went, oh, man, I just taped up the box full of stuff. The mic, the mixer, the cables, and the webcam. So for the third time, I busted open the box, got out the webcam, and taped it back up. And of course, you know what's going to happen. Someone's going to come up with something else. Like, Katie is going to need a voiceover done for one of the corporate videos. Only I'm not going to be able to do it. So it's all going to be packed up, and you don't get any audio until after I get to Phoenix in a month. 4 weeks. It's Tuesday. It's 4 weeks from today we will be hitting the road with the cats. And I need to call the vet and find out how to keep them calm. But I diverge. So the studio's all packed up. And I hope that's the last time I have to bust into that box, because it's turning into a box of nothing but tape on the outside. Minor note, got a new invisible shield on my phone. I used the invisible shield as my screen protector. I don't have a case on this thing, which means it does have a few dents on the corners from where I dropped it. But the invisible shield is a nice, strong screen protector. I got the one that goes on the front and the back. And nice thing about it is it's got a lifetime warranty. So about every 6 months, it starts to get a little frayed around the edges. And what happened this 6 months happened 6 months ago in California, in the same hotel, is that it has a little loose corner. And when I go to stick my phone in the pocket, that loose corner catches a piece of paper. Last time, it was that little cardboard thing that they put your hotel room key into, and it grabs that, and it's really sticky. So you will never get the paper separated from the screen protector, and then it will never stick to the phone again because it's got paper on the back instead of sticky on the back. Same thing happened, only this time it was a business card instead of a room key holder, folder thing. Well, that was annoying. So I sent away last week. I said, hey, I need a new replacement, and all I do is pay for shipping. It's like $3, and it comes in the mail, and you send the old one back so that they know you're not just getting a free one and giving it to a friend. And it's good. Now my phone is nice and snip, snap, ship shape, looking good for Dragon Con. Should be all right. Speaking of Dragon Con, a couple of things. I heard Kyle Madmarv talking about the pictures and meeting people and going to some of these conventions to meet people he'd been listening to. And I really, really appreciate that. That is, you know, to come from Hawaii to Vegas or Ontario, California, or Atlanta to meet people is outstanding. I can't ask for more friends than that. I mean, just to go to the great lengths. I know you're throwing a personal vacation in there, the Grand Canyon and the Hoover Dam and whatnot. We love seeing you. We love seeing you every year. It's great. Also bringing your camera equipment. And Madmarv is one of the coolest people when it comes to capturing micro expressions. I don't know how the heck he does this. But he's got pictures of Craig and I at the live show at Dragon Con. We do the live Technorama show. 7 o'clock in the Hilton, Friday night. If you're at Dragon Con, I want to see you there. Because it's Technorama and Comedy Forecast for the first time this year. Usually we do back-to-back shows. Well, we said, hey, since we're guesting on each other's shows anyway, why don't we just do one all together? So Thursday night, we're going to have another follow-up meeting with Craig and Clinton and me and talk about all that good stuff that we're doing, that we have planned, make any changes. And I am dedicating this show to PG Holyfield. I know I didn't know him all that well. Met him a few times at Dragon Con. And I'm going to rate the show PG-14. You like that? I had to put that on a t-shirt now that I think about it. That'd be awesome. I looked through my photos and I did not see any pictures of me and PG. In fact, I don't think I have any pictures of PG. And my goal this year has been to take more pictures of people and less pictures of things. I love taking pictures of bridges and cars and flowers. And it's kind of an artistic thing. But people are the only thing that really matters at the end of the day. When you're looking through your photo albums, what are the things you're looking for? You're looking for the people, the memories, the good times you had with the people. So I'm trying to focus more on pictures of people. Anyway, back to Madmarv. Great guy capturing micro expressions, and he manages to capture these pictures. He's got pictures of me making faces. I don't remember making faces like this. The palm on the forehead last year was priceless. I even use this in presentations every once in a while. He's got a picture of me in my Dragon Con t-shirt doing the live show. I'm like, oh, I don't remember what I said. Of course, in most of these podcasts, I don't remember what I said. I could probably go back and listen, except the audio was crap. We were going to do an audio and video thing. So this year, Craig and Clinton and I are each bringing our own H2s and recording the audio right in front of our faces. So in case we have another mixer mix up, we'll have the audio there and it'll look good. So that's our Dragon Con. Wow, I think I just did all the updates in about, 10 minutes. Holy smokes, time flies when you're podcasting. My goodness. Then I will close with this. I said this last year, and I said it before on this podcast. If you haven't heard, I work for one of the greatest companies in the world. If you want to work for one of the greatest companies in the world too, it's a fast-growing software company. And I apologize, I'm talking really fast, and I know Matt Marv listens to these things at double or triple speed, so it probably sounds like I'm wired on caffeine, but I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink Mountain Dew. I don't drink Coke. I don't drink Pepsi. But you're going to have to listen really close. If you are a trainer, particularly a technical trainer, or even better, an IT trainer, and you want to work for one of the coolest companies in the world, or you know someone who is a technical trainer, we have a senior trainer position open. Looks like it's mostly internal stuff, which is kind of what I do, which I suspect is the material that I'm building will be handed off to this person. Can't say guaranteed, but odds are I will be working with this person. And I can give you more information about what that position is all about, even give you a link to the job posting if you're interested. It does not require relocation. From what I can tell from the job description, it does require a bit of travel, about 30%. So if you've got kids or pets or whatever, it might not be for you, but hey, it's worth a check out. I have been extremely happy with this organization over the last 4 years. Craig is very happy. At least I think he's still happy. I know he's getting a lot of workload lately. Dave has been on board for almost a year and has turned over a new leaf and looks at the world in a whole new perspective. So trainers, beware. I'm out for you. I've put a posting out on LinkedIn. I put a posting on Facebook. But if you miss that and you're one of the rare individuals who doesn't follow me on one of those two and only gets your information from me through the podcast, here is your warning. Warning. I mean, here's your offer. Here's your opportunity. Come and get it. You can email me at chuck@chuckchat.com or visit my site at chuckchat.com. This is the Freestyle Podcast, so click on the Freestyle link. I know there's some other ones out there. It might be totally confusing if you hit that cover page and don't know what to click on. Yeah, there's only 6 icons. 7 if you count the one that says, "What's a podcast?" This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting. If you want to hear more of these podcasts, you can go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Individual links are there, individual feeds are there, but we have one big master feed that I currently am subscribed to that pulls down all of the Dog Days shows. So in case you get somebody who does 5 in one day and then nothing for 3 days, you won't miss a thing. And it saves you the hassle of subscribing to all these individual ones. If there's one you like after the Dog Days of Podcasting, you can certainly subscribe to one of those feeds. But it's been a whole lot of fun. Thank you, Craig. I look forward to seeing all the people at DragonCon in about a week. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is counting down. First, we got to get Lisa off to college. And then I got to do a training course for 3 days, and then I am checking out for about 5 days. Wait, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yes, 5 days, which will be complete nerd fun with my friends, taking pictures of my friends, hanging out, doing photo bombs, taking selfies, the whole nine yards, as Farnsworth and the unfortunate red shirt. I made some cardboard signs yesterday. Yes, I did. Here's one last update. I know this thing just drags on and on, doesn't it? I sound like I'm having so much fun when I'm in a positive mood, unlike last night. What was I doing? Making signs. Yes, cardboard signs. You usually see at a con people walking around with these signs that say free hugs. And you walk up to them, you get a free hug. Ooh, that's cool. That's nice. Total stranger. Free hug. Some I've seen say free shrugs. You walk up, they go, meh, and they move on. All right. Mine is going to be a free awkward hug. So I have a few awkward hugs in mind. The guy that doesn't let go after, you know, clearly the hug is over, but doesn't let go. That ought to be awkward. Or that awkward hug where you're sort of leaning in, but not really hugging, and your arms are around the person, patting them on the back, but you're not really doing a... There's no sincerity behind it. If you've got other ideas for awkward hugs, let me know. And I am signing off now. 101.